إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we are talking about the questions of the Day of Judgment, and yesterday we mentioned the first question and we reflected on it. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to make all of these sessions a source of bringing about some positive change in our lives, and not merely a session of talking and listening. So therefore, the first question on the Day of Judgment, without answering which, the feet of the person will not move from the earth of the Maidan of Hashar. And that first question is, what did you do with the life that I gave you? What do you do with the time that I gave you? The answer to that question obviously is to look at this life and say, what should we have done with this life? Allah is saying, what did you do with the life? The question to ask ourselves is, what were we supposed to do with the life? What should we have done with the life? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that very clearly in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually took an oath by the same thing, took an oath by time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Verily, all human beings are destroyed. They are in a state of loss. They are in a state of destruction. Lafi khusr. Emphasis on khasara. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explained and gave us four criteria to judge. He said, all of mankind is in loss except people who qualify on these four parameters. إلا الذين آمنوا, except those who have iman, وعملوا الصالحات, and those who do good deeds, وتواصوا بالحق, and invite towards the truth, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and invite towards having patience in the face of difficulties. Now, therefore, this is what we should be doing with our lives. If we are doing anything other than these four things, then that is a waste. That is the waste, that is a loss. Now, you might say, well, how is it possible for me to simply maybe just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours. This is not doable. So how do I fulfill these four parameters? Because I have to earn a living, I have to go to school, I have to study, I have to qualify. Maybe I want to go and, you know, have some fun somewhere, some entertainment. I go do some exercise, right? I want to go eat some good food somewhere. Now, all of these things are there. So how, where does it qualify? Now, if you look at it, this is the beauty of the bayan of the Quran. The word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts, they are applicable in every way of life. Amanu iman, which we have, and that iman is irrespective of what we do or don't do, that is in itself, it is there. So alhamdulillah, we ask Allah for iman and we ask Allah for istiqamah on this iman and yaqeen. So, amanu, we people who have iman. Now, amilu salihat. Amal Salihat is every kind of good deed. It is not only Salah. It is every kind of good. Anything that results in good. Anything that is done with a good intention and the result of which is good. This is a good deed. Irrespective of what. Whether it is to do with yourself. Whether it is to do with people. Whether it is to do with the environment. Whether it is to do with plants and animals. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person plants a tree, then he will get reward for any traveler who sits in the shade of that tree. He will get reward for any bird which eats from the fruits of that tree. Ajib. He planted a tree. So this is a good deed. Not only is it a good deed, it's a good deed which is perpetual. He did it once, but the benefit of this good deed he is getting as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that tree there. Maybe Allah knows, some trees last for centuries. Right? So he plants one tree and he is getting good deeds for a couple of centuries. A person digs a well, And he gets the benefit of anyone who is using the water of that well, as long as that well exists. Whatever the time period is, right? Similarly, a person cleans the street, this is a good deed. Obviously, things like charity and sadaqah and so on and so forth, all of these are good deeds. So, hamilu salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqq. Tawasaw bil haqq is to invite towards the truth. And that again applies to everything in life. A person invites someone to truth in terms of speaking the truth, in terms of bearing right witness and not giving false witness. If someone invites towards the truth in terms of following the sunnah of Rasulullah, whether it is in appearance, whether it is in how we speak, our akhlaq, our ma'amilat, our manners, inviting towards the truth is, for example, in doing business. Nabi Sallallahu was sitting with some sahaba and a young man passed by before them and he was apparently in a hurry going somewhere. And somebody commented and he said, see how he is chasing the dunya. Nabi Sallallahu immediately reprimanded him and he said, don't say this. He said, if he is engaged in seeking halal risk, he said, that is ibadah. Yeah? So he said, don't just look at somebody and say, you know, he is only chasing dunya. No. If he is engaged in earning halal, then that is ibadah. And see the beauty, Allah did not put, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not put a limit on how much this should be. He did not say if you only earn up to so much. No. Make billions. Make billions. Alhamdulillah. A Muslim must be strong. A Muslim must be financially strong. Only then can you help somebody else. I mean, if you are yourself a beggar, how are you going to help anybody else? So you should be financially strong. But be financially strong in a halal way. Not borrowing and from the banks and paying interest and this and that and engaged in business which is haram. No, that makes no sense. That everybody else is also doing. So how are you any different? Be strong financially, but be strong in a halal way. This is ibadah. Amalu salihat wa tawasaw bil haqq. Now when you are doing this business, tawasaw bil haqq is inviting towards the truth. So as I said, it's directly inviting and saying, speak the truth, don't tell lies. But also, for example, if you are doing business in a halal way, you're doing business itself is tawasaw bil haqq, inshallah. Because people looking at you, they are getting an invitation to do the business in the halal way. For example, time for salah, they see you leave the shop and you are going to the masjid to pray. No matter who you may be the chairman of the company, you are a billionaire, right? You are running this huge multinational global empire. But when the time for salah comes, people are seeing, here is this man who's so wealthy, is, you know, all of this, but he does not delay his salah. He does not delay his salah, he does not pray his salah in some room in his house or in his office or something. No, he goes to the masjid and he's praying salah. That is tawasaw bil haqq. You are inviting, you haven't told anybody anything. Just your action alone, and believe me, that's a very powerful one, especially if Allah has given you a position. Your action influences far more people. I mean, this is a... It should not happen in the real world. It is people's piety which should impress. But we live in such a materialistic world that the first thing people look at is what kind of car are you sitting in and what kind of house do you live in and so on. So anyway, at least let us turn that into something good and show that this car that I drive is not on interest. That this house that I live in is not a house in which anything haram happens. My house is a house where the walls will bear witness to the fact that they never heard anything haram in this house. They only heard something which is halal. They heard the tilawat of the Quran and they heard some words of wisdom and goodness. So, we can do all this. So, I'm saying the wealth becomes a tawasaw bil haqq. It becomes an invitation to the truth. What tawasaw bil sabr is obviously when you are doing that, you will get people who will tell you, you know, you are not growing your business. Why? Because you don't take a loan. If you had taken a loan, you would have grown your business. The business would have become so much in so many years. You are only stuck to this point and so on and so forth. You say, no. This is the reason I do it, because I do not want to buy trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not want to accept a declaration of war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will not take loans. I will not do this. Now this discussion that you are having with that person, you are not allowing people's approval or disapproval to prevent you from doing that which you know is right. As I have said many times before, the only two reasons why people do wrong. One is because of personal temptation, right? Something I like to do, personal temptation. Second one is to please others. There is no third reason. You do it because you like to do it yourself, or you do it, for example, one, a simple example is how children start smoking, right? If you have seen it anywhere, you know, they'll go behind a wall or something and they start puffing a cigarette and they are coughing and it's a horrible taste in the mouth and but why do they do that? Because they want to be in with their little group of, friends. All the friends are smoking, this guy doesn't smoke, so he starts. That's how it starts, right? And then he is falling into something which is haram and he's, you know, ruining his life and buying cancer and so on. So, but the point is, at that point in time, when he starts smoking, it is not even nice. He is not even enjoying it. It's not even, not as if something is so beautiful that, no, he is doing it only to please his friends, right? So also with alcohol, I mean, if you, it's all bitter and miserable and, if you're drinking beer, it looks like urine sample, but you still drink it because, why? Because you want to please your friends. Even though you don't like the taste and what, then of course, people develop a taste for anything. So that's a different matter, but I'm saying that two reasons why people fall into sin. One is personal nafs, where you're doing it only for yourself, and the second one is to please people. That's why, I mean, why do people, for example, you know, the beard is for, why do you shave? Because you to please people. People say all kinds of comments they pass on you, so you can't live with those comments, so therefore you shave, right? As I said, don't allow your face to give the lie to your words when you are lying in your qabr, when none of those people is lying next to you. Even if he is lying next to you, he can't do anything for you. So don't let your face give a lie to your words. Because in the qabr, when you are shown the shabahat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you will be asked, what do you say about this man? You want to be able to say, I used to follow this man, I used to do his ittiba. And if you say, I used to do his ittiba, and the malaika will look at your face and say, yeah, you did the ittiba. How come you look so smooth, man? You got a shiny face. How come you got a shiny face? What happened to your beard? Which ittiba were you doing? So don't allow your face to tell the lie, give the lie to your words. Why does it happen? Again, friends, no, absolutely no reason. It's just a question of pleasing people who should have had more sense, but they don't. So therefore, iman wa amilu salihat, tawasu bilhaq, and tawasu bil sabr. So if we, inshallah, follow this, and if you take these four criteria, as I explained, these four criteria can be applied to every single thing in our lives. Every single thing. Say, take for example entertainment, right? Islam hasn't made entertainment haram. Alhamdulillah, there is no problem. As long as that entertainment satisfies these things, is it the entertainment of people of Iman? Is it entertainment which is a good deed, or at least it is an entertainment which is not a sin? Right? Tawasu bil haqq, is it an entertainment which fulfills the shara'it of the sharia? And tawasu bil sabr, if it is entertainment of some other kind, do you have the backbone to say, sorry, we don't do this because this is not permissible in our sharia? We have a strange thing. We consider in this country, because it's not our culture, if our children listen to pop music acid rock or rap or something, we get very upset. This is haram. But you sit and listen to a ghazal, you have a ghazal party, that is halal. How is it? Just because one is in English, one is in Urdu, it makes it halal? What is haram khalas. I mean, whether it's somebody singing in Russian or whatever, makes no difference. Right? What is haram is haram. What is halal is haram. Now, you want to, if you're so fond of listening to ghazals, I mean, for example, if you're listening to a ghazal which is sung by a man without instruments, and the words of that ghazal are words which are not shirk and which are not kufr and so on, there's nothing wrong. Somebody, for example, is reciting the poetry of Iqbal, Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayh. There's nothing wrong. Alhamdulillah, by all means, please listen to that. Or whoever, I'm just saying Allama Iqbal because I know that none of what he wrote is haram. So, point is that, you know, if you are listening to something which is, nobody stops you from doing that. But that's where you don't define fun like that. You define fun as having some woman come and then there's all this song and dance around it, and all these baja bhajantar, and you know, all the music and what not, and then she is singing songs, and she is singing songs which are absolutely, you know, horrible. I mean, yeah, lewd and shirk and kufr and Allah knows what else in it, and that is what you consider to be entertainment. Now see how, even though if you are fond of poetry, for example, nothing wrong, alhamdulillah, poetry is a wonderful way of expressing yourself, wonderful way of understanding life. So if you are fond of poetry, but keep it clean. I mean, what's wrong with keeping it clean? What is the problem with keeping it clean? So keep it clean. I mean, don't mess it up by doing all of this and making something which is potentially halal into something which is haram. So very important for us to understand. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. These four criteria, if you apply, and that's why I gave you the examples, and I will end with this. If we apply these four criteria, please let me remind myself and you that these four criteria are applied to every aspect of our life. Whether it is work, whether it is home, whether it is society, whether it is politics, whether it is entertainment, whichever aspect of life, we can apply these four things. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these four things. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says will always be complete and jame. It will not be incomplete. So you can't find anything in our lives where you can say, well, you know, does not apply. These four criteria are not applicable, or one of the four is not applicable, or something. No. They are all applicable. And that is why Allah gave us this criteria. So, question of the Day of Judgment, how did you spend your life? Answer, I spent it according to these four criteria. Inshallah, if we are able to give this answer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pass us in this examination on question number one. We still have three more to go, inshallah. We will talk about that. Well, let us see, at least one by one. And the idea of saying all this is, now that we know the question and we know the answer, now what is the next step? What must we do today? Practice it. Go clean up your act. Look at your life and say, whatever I may have done till today, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the door of tawbah. Don't worry about that. Whatever it was, it is forgivable by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Absolutely no limit on the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what do we do? We make tawbah. And we say, from this moment onwards, I will not disobey Allah. My friends like it, well and good. They don't like it, no problem. Somebody likes it, does not like it. I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalas. This is my niyyah. I will not do it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me. Make this niyyah, make tawbah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors and He will make it easy for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His rahmah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.